This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Please sit. Thank you. This is without question the latest news conference I've ever had. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. And I want to thank the American people for their tremendous support. Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight. And a very sad group of people is trying to disenfranchise that group of people, and we won't stand for it. We will not stand for it. I want to thank the First Lady, my entire family, and Vice President Pence, Mrs. Pence, for being with us all through this. And we were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good, such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it. To support our incredible movement, we won states that we weren't expected to win. Florida, we didn't win it. We won it by a lot. And we won the great state of Ohio. We won Texas. We won Texas. We won Texas by 700,000 votes, and they don't even include it in the tabulations. It's also clear that we have won Georgia. We're up by 2.5% or 117,000 votes with only 7% left. They're never going to catch us. They can't catch us. Likewise, we've clearly won North Carolina. Where we're up 1.4% or 77,000 votes with only approximately 5% left. They can't catch us. We also, if you look and you see Arizona, we have a lot of life in that. And somebody declared that it was a victory for, and maybe it will be. I mean, that's possible. But certainly,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, I told you this was coming. It wasn't hard to predict it. In fact, it wasn't a prediction. The Democrats war-gamed it, and they said, we're going to lose. We're going to call it a red mirage, and then we're going to stuff the ballot boxes with hordes of the 80 million ballots we've got in facilities around the battleground states. And now we have the videos in Pennsylvania, the videos in Michigan, the videos in Wisconsin, the videos in Georgia, the videos in North Carolina, the videos in Nevada, the videos in all these places, Arizona, of just poll workers unauthorized with just boxes of ballots going in and out, putting them in their cars, leaving, driving around with machines. I've got all these videos right here, all these different articles. But, of course, it's all the COVID lockdown. It's the fraud. It's the 80 million ballots that are illegal. It's all of it. It's the illegal aliens stretched around the block in California and New York and other places to get driver's license so they can vote. And so we're having a multinational consortium take this election from us. I didn't want to scare people, and so it's not lying, but I hinted at it, but I didn't want to say it. Trump's going to lose, okay? He's going to get removed. They're going to probably set nukes off, okay? You're all going to be starving to death soon. I'm not kidding. This is a Chi-Com globalist takeover, people. We're all in grave damn danger. I'm serious. They're getting ready to take this country down. Now, Trump can still win, but the way things are going, they're probably going to say he lost and they're going to kill him. I can smell it. And you know, I told you Fox News would start declaring states first early. You saw them do it. I've got these enemies figured out. I'm going to tell you what I really think when we come back. Stay with us. The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level, and we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock at a spike pad. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
Begun. In fact, even corporate media is calling it the days of hell. The nightmare is here. Because they're going to really love demoralizing this country further and splitting it down the middle. And why shouldn't they try to steal it? Because they're not going to get in trouble for doing it. They don't get in trouble flying little kidnapped kids around on airplanes. They don't get in trouble having the crazy man Bill Gates that says he wants to depopulate the earth announce that he's your doctor. You're going to have medical passports to travel and to have a job, and it's being rolled out now. We told you 9 months ago it was coming. Now it's here. Like The Shining with Jack Nicholson hacking through the door with his fire axe, except this isn't a movie. This is Bill Gates hacking through with his fire axe of deadly mRNA vaccine, and you read what it does and how it makes everyone sick in one study, 100% get deathly ill. Another study, 80% get sick, 20% go to the hospital. He's hacking through the door going, here's Johnny. And we're just supposed to love it. They want to visit violence on us and not have us have a way to fight back. And again, if Hitler would have just had an inoculation program in Europe, he could have killed everybody to make sure the vaccine kills you in 5-10 years. There's all these new diseases. No one knows what hits them. The media covers it up. I mean, that's really where all this is going. And Trump was trying to derail this. Absolute champion. Working his ass off. 4, 5, 6 rallies a day. And we have the satellite feed. Biden's set to have a rally in Atlanta, Georgia. And how do you know it's a Biden rally? Because there's no one there. What do you call an empty parking lot? A Biden rally. What do you call an empty church? A Biden rally. And that is the creature that the global Chi-Com establishment is about to force on us, just like they're going to force everything else until we start saying no. But it's crazy. He can hardly talk. His son's caught the laptop with him in total corruption, being bought off by the head of Chinese intelligence, and it's all confirmed. And the FBI is going to do nothing but shine his shoes when he gets into office. And then within 6 months, they'll say he's got a brain tumor or, you know, he died of COVID or something. And then he'll fade off into the sunset and we'll have Kamala. And God only knows, probably she'll probably put another woman up there. So when you criticize her, you're like, you just don't like a strong woman. They got less than 2% of the Democrat primaries. I mean, they don't even want her. It's like force feed, force feed, force feed, force feed, force feed. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard has enough charm. I don't agree with all of her policies, that she probably would have beaten Trump. But see, she doesn't follow all their orders. She's anti-war. She's not devil worshiper material. And so she can't be in a club because she's not a hunchback crypt keeper pedophile with a bunch of pedophile kids
and a bunch of drug addict trash that literally have sold the country out. I mean, you could get billions personally from the Chinese for what Biden sold out, but he was doing it for millions. I mean, he's a cheap thug. He's a pimp. And that's who the globalists want, someone ugly and stupid like them. Because, you know, the globalists have inherited all their wealth three or four generations down. They just have bureaucracies that do it all for them, and they have so much money, they're able to buy whatever they damn well want, don't they? Now, I'm going to tell you what I really think, and I told you what I think. And I begged all the Q people. I said, the storm's got to be you, and the storm's got to be us countering them. You cannot hope for these secret groups because it's not going on. There are good patriots inside government, but they tell me they're outnumbered, outgunned, surrounded, and they need our help. Not everything's handled, trust the plan. And so I know so many people that just said, oh, Alex, relax, you know. They're real experts on how to handle all this. It's delusional. Fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark at the end. They're the two top guys on it. They're like, hey, we're going to follow up and research the Ark now that we have it. They go, oh, we don't need you anymore. We've got top men. And the truth is they don't have anything. They go stick it in a damn warehouse. And so that's where your freedom is going, is into a black hole. So here's the deal. They're going to deliver as many ballots as they need in Pennsylvania and in Michigan and in North Carolina and all these places. Nevada. Nevada was releasing ballots up to the minute. Now they go, oh, we're pausing. We'll tell you who the winner is tomorrow. So they can broker power deals and get all their stuff together because there's so much fraud. They don't want to do what happened in Wisconsin where more people voted for Biden than were registered voters. He got over 100% of the votes. I went to even the New York Times' own numbers, the Washington Post's own numbers, and checked them with the federal numbers. I've got that in the stack. Did you hear what I just said? Wisconsin, Joe Biden got over, we're trying to do the math right now, over 100% of the vote for registered Democrats. That's Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Lucky Charms territory right there. Because they just don't care. They don't care anymore. They tell you there's not men and women. There's not two genders. They tell you convicted pedophiles come to your school and your five-year-old bounces on their erection through their pants. I mean, dudes come to your school with no pants on, with glitter on their penis, and children jump on it. But then listeners will call and complain because I said the P word. That's like they say in Full Metal Jacket, Colonel Kurtz is saying, we drop napalm on villages of children, but the generals get mad if the men write cuss words on the sides of their airplanes. Exactly. That's exactly. It's sick. It's sick. So let me tell you the territory we're in. I've looked at every outcome in my mind of this. And again, when you get this knowledge, you just know what they're going to do. You know the play. Like I said yesterday, maybe ask Drew or somebody to get the first hour of the show, look through it on high speed, and find where I said like five times, Fox News will announce key states first to give their deception credibility. And I said like Michigan or Arizona or Pennsylvania, and damn it, they did it in two of those states. In Nevada, and they did it in, it was in Arizona, and it was in Michigan. I mean, just right on time, man, right on time. So let me tell you what's going to happen next. The Supreme Court will probably extend the deadlines more. One state's got 9 days, one's got 3 days. They've got all those 80 million ballots, huge stores of them in warehouses, in Democrat Party officials' houses, and the cars are pulling up. It's all over the news. Oh, what's that car? Oh, just get back. Oh, we just got... Well, where'd that come from? You'll see. Hey. Because they don't respect this. My God. I mean, they've gotten away with anything they want to do.
And then the president comes out and gives an exact statement last night. I was so tired. I was cross-eyed at 3 a.m. when I got home. And I'm 46, probably 47. Trump's 74. He's up at 4 in the morning giving a best, slickest speech I've ever seen him give. And everything he said was true, dead on, not exaggerated. And the media's like, he's a dictator. Look, he, exactly what he said, what they do. He is outrageous. He's saying he's got, you know, he's 5 points ahead in this state, and 7 points ahead here, and 2 points ahead there, and there's no way. And they're like, well, we are going to have 75% of the ballots in Pennsylvania coming in to be Democrat, and just magically, there's 76% right now. It's just perfect. It's just right what they need. But Trump's like, investigate that. This whole thing's illegal. The whole damn thing's fraudulent. And you're like, oh, the Supreme Court. I bet Amy Coney Barrett pulls a dagger out and stabs Trump right in the neck. Or one of, you know, Roberts or somebody. Because you saw the Supreme Court's allowing all these extensions. Oh, the mythical conservative Supreme Court. They're all a bunch of coward lawyers. That's why they were brought in by the globalists. Because they're cowards and not Americans.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This country is on a razor's edge, and you're going to see, as I predicted, and as Robert Barnes predicted, betrayals by the Supreme Court against President Trump, because he is trying to restore the republic, he is trying to get us out from under Chi-Com control, he is trying to do all of that, but the establishment is arrogant and used to getting what they want. I mean, let me explain the psychology of this, and I'll give you the latest numbers and tell you who's coming up. We got a big list of guests today. The crews have done an incredible job, and the audience has done an incredible job spreading the word. I salute you all. There was an article in the New York Times 10 or 11 years ago. I made a big deal about it at the time. I forget the exact headline. I think the headline was, you know, United Nations clash with tribes, African Congo tribes. It was one of those countries. Congolese tribes over carbon set aside sinks. That was what the article was about. And I'm just reading this article, and I already knew all this stuff. That the UN goes in and just murders whole villages. I mean, they killed a million Rwandan Christians to take their land and use the animist basic devil worshippers to take over to do it. I mean, the Clintons ran that. The UN didn't just let one tribe in to kill the others. They set up machine guns and killed those that tried to get out for 6 months straight. That was Rwanda. But in Central Africa, it was describing these villagers, some of them pygmies, that had been there forever. It's their land, but they didn't have a deed to it. And it's everything that, oh, we took it from the Native Americans, all the stuff we hear about how bad we are back then. But the UN, it said, just went in and just slaughtered everyone with army tanks and helicopters. And I'm reading this in the New York Times. They're not even hiding it. It's like, yeah, there's 3 million Uyghurs in death camps. And yeah, there's a million Christians and Buddhists estimated, you know, in Chinese camps. And yeah, Apple, you know, gets its main supply parts made by the Uyghurs. And they take the Uyghurs' organs. And you can pull that. It's just like, but America's bad. And it's just like, what? What? And then I see hundreds of articles every few days about Muslims just randomly killing Europeans and little kids, women. Just, I mean, every day a woman is pushed in front of a subway train in Europe and killed. I mean, every day I just see, you know, it's a Muslim, they kill them. And if you say, oh, that Muslim killed her and screamed Allah Akbar, because it's always a hot woman, too. Like, they get really upset by this hot, use some hot blonde, you know, all sexy at the train. Die, you know, it's just like, that's his dominance. You kick him down the stairs, whatever. And if you talk about it, the police come and arrest you in Germany, in Sweden. I mean, that's it. Cops come to your house because you put a Facebook article out about a woman being murdered, and you go to jail. This is just ridiculous. We're not approaching tyranny. We are in it. And everything that's been done in Europe is about 5 years ahead of us, and that's all coming here now. And with COVID, it's 6 months ahead of us. So I'm going to explain something again. I don't predict any of this. I understand the criminology and the psychology and the modus operandi of these people. Again, how did I know? In fact, did you guys get the clip? Fox News, it's all over. Fox in trouble for declaring Arizona when it was not done and when clearly the numbers were going towards Trump. Now, again, what did I say yesterday? I said I looked for Fox News to declare key battleground states early first for Biden. And, of course, they did it, not just there, but in one other state as well. This is what these scumbags do. Yeah, there it is on screen. This is how they operate. Now, why did I say it'd be Fox? Because then it's not seen as bias. And they get together and have wargamed all this and got seven media groups together that have interlocking directorates and ownership, and they've wargamed out the whole thing. Pull up DrudgeReport.com. It's frozen up there with the delegate count for Biden and the delegate count for Trump. They froze it at a point when Trump was about to surpass Biden and win, just like 4 years ago. So they froze it at 238 Biden, 213 Trump, for that emblematic image of 50.12, 48.26, so that you look at that and it says Biden is the winner. Then it becomes self-fulfilling prophecy when all the fake ballots they've got warehoused flood in. It's 2 plus 2 equals 4. And the ability to be free is to be able to say 2 plus 2 equals 4. That is such an incredible statement. I think that's an overly simplistic statement. First time I read 1984, I laughed at it when I was like 12 years old. It's not funny now because they actually teach in European and U.S. schools that 2 plus 2 can equal whatever you want. And this is a war on logic. It's like all of the COVID testing they admit is totally fake. All the numbers are fake. They just don't care. It's the victory of fraud over reality. And so last night we were flipping through all the channels, CBS, Fox, CNN. It was all just wild different numbers on purpose, just to totally spin you around, spin you around, spin you around. You're all dizzy. You don't know where you are. We know where we are. They put us in a fake COVID lockdown. They sent out 80 million fake ballots. They war game. The Democrats said we will not contest. It'll look like a red wave. It's a red mirage. And then we will magically have the ballots that come in because their people all voted two or three times the names of dead people, dead cats, and they steal it. And so if America puts up with this, we deserve what we get. Because let me tell you something. When they get Joe Biden in and then they select whoever they want to replace him, they're going to plunge the stock market, start huge wars, they're going to trigger more race rioting, and they're going to gut this country because they don't want this country to be powerful. They want it to be an EU-Chinese axis with the United States as a third party that's been made broke back but can still be a nuclear trump card against the Chinese held over their head. They want to loot us like Russia and drag us around in the dirt, because it makes all these hunchback, devil-worshipping Rothschilds and New World Order people feel powerful. That's all it is. You're like, why do they want to do this? Because they don't like you. They want to hurt you. They enjoy it. They're bad people. Stop projecting your goodness on them and grow up. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the whole political class are psychotics. They're devil-worshipping pedophiles. They rape children. They kill children. They kill countries. They go into African countries and inject everyone with sterilants and cancer viruses. And now, like Bill Gates said, no reason only the Africans should be getting all this, he said in the speech, and opened up the mosquitoes and started laughing. He wants to kill you just as much as he wants to kill those black people. Because they don't like strong people. They want to dominate you. They want to kill you. Get it through your head. They want to murder you. They want to take you over. They want to conquer you. They want to annihilate you. They want to destroy you. So stop putting up with them and start resisting now, or just blow your damn brains out. There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Sometimes being defeated is winning. Sometimes being destroyed. It's God's choice. To bring a solution.
A revolution. Some would make him king.
Others wouldn't stand for that.
Others couldn't stand for that.
The cross was a solution.
The cross was a solution.
Thanks to the renegades.
But he rose again.
All right, my friends, we are back live here, and we have Joe Hoft, a businessman, contributor to his brother's great pundit. He's crunched the best numbers, so I was trying to get his brother on. He said, no, my brother is better when it comes to this, so he's been really breaking it down at GatewayPundit.com. Patrick Halley with Epic Times and also, of course, NationalFile.com. He's with us as well. We got Roger Stone coming up. We got everybody here on the broadcast. Chad Prather, Leanne McAdoo, and so many others. Bishop Larry Gators. And we're going to be live right through late tonight as well, right through. We told you it'd be the 79 days of hell starting on Election Day. Now they're even calling it hell and all the rest of it. So we'll go over the latest numbers, but here's what you have to understand. We had to fight for this country to have it, and now we're having to fight for it again. And we have multinational forces coming in and engaging in classical fraud with all these mail-in fake ballots, and this was always their game plan. They always said they were going to do it. And so instead of even letting Trump have his red mirage, they went ahead as soon as he was about to surpass Biden, and they shut it all down. Now, that's what they've done. And the Supreme Court betrayed Trump and the Constitution and allowed this crap with all this COVID BS. So let's go first to Gateway Pundit Analyst Joe Hoff. Joe, thanks for joining us. I know you've got a raft of info, so lay it out for us.
It's great to be here again. Great to see you. Yeah, I've been a late night for a lot of people. I think we stayed up and watched President Trump at 3:15 a.m. Eastern time, you know, come out and he did a great job of, you know, presenting himself and sharing that, hey, we won this thing, and basically we're going to stop this fraud. And that was very encouraging. And he was absolutely right. All sorts of fraud. I'd probably put it into a couple buckets. One bucket is there's three states that, well, actually four, that just decided to stop counting last night. And so as Trump's getting ready to win, we saw North Carolina, Georgia, and Arizona, and Pennsylvania just stop. They decided we're going to stop counting, which is just unreal. What's going on here? This is America. Count until you've got, you know, until you're done. And still today.
And that's the big tell, Joe, as you said. They didn't just say, oh, we'll keep counting. They've now got to decide what to do, get together, and then get their voter rolls of who hasn't voted to then falsely fill out those extra ballots and have the big steal. It's on.
Well, absolutely. And then the other thing that they did, and Trump said this at his 3 a.m. talk, is said, hey, you know, we don't want 4 a.m., voter dumps, ballot dumps. And sure enough, in Michigan and Wisconsin, in each state, there was over 100,000 votes that got dumped. In Wisconsin, more than 100,000. Michigan, around 200,000. And you can see it in some charts we put up on a couple of posts this morning. So clearly, that was a dump. We've actually talked to somebody in Michigan who said they know, some people that say there's three cars pulled up to one of the ballot stations and dropped off a bunch of ballots. One of the cars was a real expensive, I think it was a Lamborghini or something. And they didn't take any pictures. But there was like 200,000 ballots that just all of a sudden, 200,000 for Biden, none for Trump. And so now both of these states are real close.
And by the way, there are a lot of photos in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania and in other areas and in Nevada of people pulling up and taking in and out boxes unauthorized. Yeah. I mean, you've got that at Gateway Pundit too.
Yeah, that's right. And with Wisconsin, we also see that they now have like an 88% voter turnout with still some votes to count. So that's almost statistically impossible. When have we ever seen that in the U.S.? It's usually around, 50% or so. So Wisconsin, clearly there's something going on there, along with their 100,000 ballots that got dumped in the middle of the night. So the question is today, right now, why isn't North Carolina and Georgia finishing their job and reporting Trump as president? And why isn't, or is winning these states? And here's why, Alex.
And by the way, Nevada is saying, we're just magically going to stop counting until tomorrow, too. Yeah. What the hell? What does that signify?
Well, it's fraud. Right, and it there's been a pattern here and an effort to continue to show Joe Biden as the winner. All last night, they could have called Florida and Texas for hours, and they refused to, so that they could say Biden was in the lead. And finally, once Biden picked up California, then they said, Florida, that's for Trump and Texas later.
And that's when Trump they froze it to have him ahead to make it look legitimate.
Yeah, and so Texas, Trump won by 6%, Florida by 3.5%. These weren't even close. And so that's the mess. That's their tactics. They're trying to make it look like Biden's ahead. That's BS.
And they're saying in Pennsylvania they got to get 75% to override Trump. That is ridiculously obvious a steal if they do that.
So here's where we're at. We got three states, and I'll just kind of summarize this. Three states, Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, that it looks like there's really no way that the Democrats can win. And so the remaining states then would be Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, and Michigan. If Trump wins Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, he only needs one of those four states to win. So whether it be Arizona, and we just heard something from the Republicans in Arizona saying, we believe that we've won by 30,000 votes. The votes that aren't counted are all these Republican votes that came in yesterday. They weren't mail. All the mail-in votes are counted. So Arizona's looking good. If Trump can pull that out and then make sure Pennsylvania doesn't get stolen, he wins. So there's some real possibilities. Trump's in the lead, but the media won't report it.
And let's be clear, we're not the mainstream media. If he wasn't in the lead, we'd tell you clearly there's been fraud. It would mean their fraud had been successful. You can see all the real metrics show he won in a landslide. Despite all the fraud, he still made it over the top. Other areas of fraud here, Joe Hoff, this is insane.
Well, I could pause there and let our colleagues share some, but I think that's kind of it, really. If I were to summarize it at a high level, there's a couple states they need to call them, Georgia and North Carolina. Here it is. It's almost 1 o'clock Eastern time. They haven't changed for like 12 hours.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back and ask you, because you're highly respected as an analyst, what you think Trump and what we need to do right now. But fraud out and say, damn it, you've got time to count. You're manufacturing stuff. This is so insanely obvious. Yeah. They want to have time to manufacture so they don't get caught. This is a moment of truth. Talk about a nail biter. Patrick Howley of NationalFile.com, what do you think needs to happen, and what is your eye focused on right now?
Well, it's great to be with you, Alex, and also Joe, who I have great respect for a number of years. I have heard from Bill Stepien that Bill Stepien is very confident that he's going to win Pennsylvania by 40,000 votes for the Trump campaign. Now, look, we can't be defensive on all this stuff. Now, you go through state by state. The states that are on the bubble here are the states that I've been focusing on, which is why I'm getting so many calls. North Carolina looks good. It looks like Tillis has already claimed victory over Cunningham cheating Cal, so Mitch McConnell owes me for that one. As of this morning, a sizable margin in North Carolina, so I think Trump's going to hold North Carolina. In Michigan, you are seeing exactly what I knew was coming in Michigan, in Gretchen Whitmer's state. You started with Trump being up about 26,000 votes, and then all of a sudden you see these votes coming in from Detroit. They're now claiming that Joe is up by 31,000 or so. They say there's 400,000 mail-in ballots that are still being counted that, of course, are coming from Detroit. I believe that Joe is right. In Arizona, we are looking very good. Fox News did a terrible job by calling that too early. I think that there is a situation where a lot of the votes there were actually disqualified by virtue of the fact that they had people filling them out with Sharpie markers instead of ballpoint pens. They're only counting the ballpoint pen ballots, I have heard. There's a video on my Twitter where I show this, and they had even the sheriff enforcing, oh, you have to do it with a Sharpie in Republican areas. So this is massive. And you want to talk about Pennsylvania, because this is where it's all going to come down to.
All right, stay there. Let's talk about that. And getting back to the pens, we'll show that video when we come back. They're using it to overwrite the other vote. These people are out of control. They never get in trouble, so they're like bad children. We've got Joe Hoff, Gateway Pundit. We've got Patrick Howley, National File, and Alex Jones with InfoWars. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
.news is the new website to get around the censor that takes you to band.video. The 79 days of hell is here. 79days.news. It might end in a day, might end in a week, might end in a month. The Democrats, their internal battle plans have gone public. John Podesta and others said they're going to push to January 20th if they can't get a clear victory and break the country up. Why shouldn't they? They won't get in trouble. Secession. Here's what President Trump had to say about it at 4 a.m. in the morning. Titan-like energy. I was totally exhausted. Went to bed at 3. Trump's up there looking like he was, you know, at high noon. I mean, this is who we need. God's giving us such a choice. This guy versus this Chi-Com agent. Here's President Trump.
North Carolina. Big victory with North Carolina. And so we won there. We lead by 76,000 votes with almost nothing left. And all of a sudden, everything just stopped. This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. So our goal now is to ensure the integrity for the good of this nation. This is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list. It's a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment. And we will win this. And we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won.
Joe Hoft, what can we do? What can the president do? What is the path to legitimate victory? This has all been a giant fraud. Trump's absolutely right. We're not rooting for our guy. He clearly is the winner. This is so vital. If they get Biden in, they admit they're going to declare war on America even more. His taxes, his regulations will kill us. I mean, this is like a suicide pact. What do we do? The sense of urgency in my life has never been anywhere near this.
Yeah, that's a great question, Alex. The as you know, I was an auditor, an executive auditor, vice president in Hong Kong, where I ran a team of auditors. I've been to audit committees around the world, presented at audit committees, et cetera, board meetings, et cetera.
So you know fraud when you see it.
I think, this is fraud. Yeah, this is definitely fraud. I think the two clear indications of fraud were last night, just like we said earlier. At 4 a.m., Michigan and Wisconsin both dumped a massive 300,000 total ballots, all for Biden, none for Trump. That needs to be investigated for sure. I hope Trump has massive teams on site.
Oh, there should be 100 lawyers at that one place in Michigan where that got dumped.
Well, lawyers are great, but we need some people that understand the numbers and the data and how to audit this stuff. So I hope he's got the right professionals there and investigators to look at this, to check signatures.
Yeah, people like Bev Harris. So who do we need you? Who should Trump send? He's got to do it now.
Yeah, it's right now. Absolutely. So he needs to lock. First thing he needs to do is absolutely lock everything down right now. Stop any more attempts or ability to commit fraud. You've got to cover what you've got and make sure nobody has
that. Roger Stone said a month ago. He said Trump's going to win, but they're going to steal it and do data ballot dumping. He said federal marshals in places like Nevada where fraud's already going on, they've got to go in and seize them. And people go, that's political. Well, if it's fraud, you've got to prosecute the damn law.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing that people can do, and I recommended this a month ago or so on Gateway Pundit, is if you're working at these various places, bring your iPhone. And Breitbart taught us all that. Anybody can be a reporter today with their iPhone. And that's what people need to do, is if they see something fraudulent, to just take a picture of it.
Say that again, Joe. It's us. It's up to people in those battleground areas. It's up to everybody who's been a poll watcher to get involved.
Alex, and people can still do that. There's still room for fraud. So what people need to do if they're concerned is get together. I know of a group in Michigan of women that went out to these ballot boxes that were suddenly set up around these states and had people sitting there guarding them. And they set up timetables, et cetera, so that these places were guarded so nobody could mess with them. Because this whole process of these ballot boxes and drop-off points, total fraud. That's what happened in California a few years ago. It's not controlled. In the post office, at least things are postmarked. With these things, nothing was postmarked. It's dropped in. You don't know who's dropping them in.
David Knight's family members, I tried to get him on the show. He was too exhausted. I get it. He talked to, I think, his brother-in-law, and they went in to vote in Virginia to register, and they're just like, we don't even need to register here. Just vote. I mean, it's crazy what's going on.
Yeah, you're right. So there's the thing that individuals can do right now. Volunteer still. I'm sure the Trump team needs help. And then, be your own private eye. Work with some others and make sure that you still guard these places where the ballots can be still manipulated.
All right. I'm going to ask you one more question in a moment. Really appreciate you from Gateway Pundit. Patrick Howley, again, with National File. Front and center, you're sounding confident. I always go with my gut, and then I analyze the material. I have a really bad feeling. And not that we're going to lose, but that we better do a lot or we're going to lose. I think we can still win, but there's so much fraud here. Why are you confident?
Well, look, I'm confident for a number of reasons, and I know that there's a nightmare playing out. However, I'm confident for a number of reasons because I know that if it comes down to the merits, we're going to win every single one of these states. Now, let's just go through it very quickly, if I could. In Georgia, We are still up. Okay, we are still up by over 100,000 votes. They were so panicked that when they were counting at State Farm Arena, they had to have a burst water pipe, a burst water main. And we said, oh, so did the ballots get wet? No, the ballots didn't get wet. Well, what happened? Oh, it was kind of wet in the auditorium, so we had to delay it by 4 hours. Now we need until Friday to count the votes. The mainstream media doesn't vet it, and so it just goes on. Oh, yeah, they need until Friday. They think they can do whatever they want, but we're calling it out. Fulton County, of course, is the fraud county in Georgia. That's where Stacey Abrams tried to steal the thing last time in 2018. So Brian Kemp is onto this, and he is plugged in. I'm not too worried about Georgia. I have a good feeling about Georgia. I have a great feeling about North Carolina. Now, when it comes down to Pennsylvania, this is the real war, and this is my area of expertise. Now, when the morning began, Trump was up by over 618,000 votes. Since the day has gone on, that lead has been cut to just over 500,000 because they're chipping away. You see them in Philadelphia, you know, going through the envelopes as quickly as they possibly can. But if they actually get into a standoff with us in Pennsylvania, they don't want to get into that because they know that we've got the data. For instance, in Butler County, a pro-Trump county where 30,000 Trump supporters presumably were denied mail-in ballots, and so they get provisional ballots now. And so we get 30,000 votes for Trump then with those provisional ballots. There's stuff like that all over the state that I'm not even going to reveal right now. But if they want to get into it with me in Pennsylvania, bring it on, okay? Now, this is what they're doing. Until November 6th at 5 p.m., the Pennsylvania Secretary of State, the lady there, just confirmed that they are going to be accepting ballots with no postmark on it, and the signature doesn't have to match the voter registration. This is a blank check for them to just stuff the ballot box with literally ballots that nobody even knows what the name is on it.
So we need the Supreme Court to override this right now.
Absolutely right. But if it doesn't have to be the Supreme Court. Look, we can go in there. We can go in there with DOJ. William Barr sent attorneys into Fulton County, into Philadelphia, into a lot of these places in order to monitor. They need to do their job, but they are going to do their job. We are going to go into court and we're going to fight over every single ballot. But I don't think we're even going to need to do that because I honestly think we're going to win. And you know what? If we stick to our plan and we go at it, and Bill Stepien is convinced we're going to win Pennsylvania by 40,000 votes. I'm confident in Georgia. Wisconsin's going to be a battle, but we're going to challenge all of those Milwaukee votes. Virginia, oh, there was an error. Fairfax County, they had to throw out 100,000 Biden votes. This is nonsense. And that Arnon guy on Fox needs to go because he's
on the side. By the way, look at this footage of Philly with a lady stuffing a mailbox with ballots. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And Philly, they're running around with put them in cars, boxes of them. This is ridiculous.
Yep. I have a tape of lunch ladies, proving lunch ladies handed out absentee ballots to the elementary school children, including illegal immigrants. There's so much of this. They don't want to go into court on this. They are hoping that the media can
gang
say,
Trump
oh,
on Trump, silences Trump. I agree. Let's come back and do five more minutes. I'm going to ask you both. At this moment in history, what happens if they do steal it? I don't want to be negative, but it's almost worse for the globalists because, I mean, an addled Chi-Com agent with all these investigations hanging over him. We've got Joe Hoff and we've got Patrick Halley. I didn't even plug this hour. We need you to fund this. We got great products. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, so good for your immune system. The Rolls Royce of products, cleaning out your telomeres, your mitochondria. It's 50% off, free shipping for Triple Patriot points. We also have the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock, also discounted. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial
bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.